Lonely Boys on Anchor, episode 3. So, Mario.
What's up?
What are you talking about?
Well, I've been like obsessed with this whole dating thing. I think is what we were talking about, right? Like,
yeah.
First and foremost, I just want to put this out there. Fuck Ruben. Second of all, now that's all I got. I like to sound important.
The diss track coming soon. You need to get a camera to make a music video.
Bro, it's gonna be
we
sick.
Film the music video first and then we put the words.
Do you think Oscar can hook us up with fake cocaine?
We have it. It's right here.
Oh, sick.
Fake cocaine all day.
That is hilarious. But no, it's just this whole idea of the, like, where we're headed with technology. It's jarring because it's happening way faster than I thought. I didn't think it was going to happen in my lifetime, essentially. Like, I really thought we'd hit the point, like, laptops were already impressive, touchscreen computers, and then these things, I really thought this was going to be it. And then, you know.
You mean smartphones.
Sorry, I forget there's no camera here because we're poor still.
We're about to get a camera soon.
Oh, and we got a studio to shoot this in.
Yes, sir.
But we're not shooting in there yet because there's like leaking and stuff.
We got the studio just for the podcast.
Just for the podcast.
We're putting big money into this.
Yeah, we're investing here for fans who I have no idea who the fuck you are.
Sometimes you don't want to listen to a dove or a pigeon.
Yeah.
In the background, also a little small parakeet.
Or just me or. You might hear the torch more, though, because it definitely will echo more in there.
Damn nation. Let's go take some time.
Yeah, let's go to the studio.
The studio! Alright.
Are you going to pause it or are we going to walk and talk?
Walk and talk. Okay. Talk and walk.
But essentially, what I'm saying is it's just a jarring thing because...
What's up, like it?
We're going to... Again, like... I don't know how accurate this is, but I heard on John Oliver's show, by 2050, 40% of humans are going to be unemployed because of AI and automation. That is scary. Because, like, I don't really got skills, bro. Like, enough skills to think I won't lose my job to a robot? Like, that's actually a very scary thing.
All right, so we're walking into the studio now. Let me give you a little podcast tour. So there's a Muscle Milk fridge right here for the wax and the beers. Then we have on top of that, there's some sort of microwave. There is a microwave actually.
Yeah.
Then we got the dab stuff. Mario, you want to?
Oh yeah. And then we have like a kitchen thing, but. It's all wet over there. Still trying to figure that out. Pretty nice fridge. There's a giant time machine banner. Because, I don't know.
Three different types of bowls of noodles.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, it has...
For the guests that come up on the show.
And then we have the room in the back with a bed and, like, a window and stuff.
And I'll tell them about your nice...
Oh, yeah, the banner with some guy farting that says, let it go. Because farts, you should let them go.
Is he quoting that one girl? Or the one lady? Adele?
I'm not sure. He might be quoting...
Or that ice lady.
Both.
Is it... Oh.
I don't know. I think one of them is from that movie about the ice people.
We got a bathroom with a nice mat already.
Yeah, no, it's... The toilet's super clean. I'm very proud of myself. That's the cleanest toilet I've ever cleaned.
It's actually pretty clean.
Yeah.
In here.
I can respect that. I've always said that the two areas that should be the cleanest are the bathroom and the kitchen. They weren't too hot with the kitchen, but at least the bathroom was clean. Anyway.
Alright, let's get back to talking
and shit. Yeah. But no. Going back to what I was saying. Think about that. Like... You don't have to worry, Chewy, because honestly, I told you, you made the right choice career-wise as far as choosing anything to do with computing. So, I, unfortunately...
Oh, there's the
little blade thing here. I don't want to touch it because I don't know what they were using it for.
True.
probably wasn't anything, but yeah, it's weird. Cut
it up cocaine?
Yeah, probably.
We moved into a prostitute dungeon.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
But for the podcast?
It you know, it adds to the aesthetic, I think, of this whole podcast. Of where, like, one time I'm sober and completely fluid, the next day I'm out here talking about sideways lips. Again, shout out to all the sideways lips.
Man. The whispering eye.
The whispering eye. But it doesn't worry you at all, too. The weird future that we're headed, where, like, the worth of humans is basically in a fictional realm, which is the internet. But at the same time, is it really fictional? What's reality and what's... That's what I'm saying. The line between data and humans is thinning, making it confusing to me as to which reality people are choosing to live in anymore.
I think, I hope humans evolve.
Do you think so?
Like, if people aren't doing those computer jobs, they must be doing something else that needs actual...
I guess that could lead to more, like, innovation or something. Maybe cures for cancer and whatnot.
Send those guys to space.
That is true. That is a big part of that. I guess so. Like, space exploration will probably become easier. But the question is,
we probably send robots to space, honestly.
Yeah, no.
But eventually,
I just think it worries me because it, a lot of people don't think about it, and also I've been reading a book about artificial superintelligence. It's just. How
in space books, I got to talk about it because they said they're going to send robots.
Because we're not built for out there, bro. We're not even built for most of this planet. It's our tools, and this is what I'm saying. Our tools are going to beat us because of people like Donald Trump. No, it's because of smart people. But part of the reason that I blame guys like Donald Trump is because fossil fuels and the planet kind of falling apart. It's gonna be the reason.
Donald Trump is busy with Baltimore, bro.
He's trying to stop Avon Barksdale, bro.
You don't get that if you don't watch The Wire.
Man, that guy is wild.
I'm trying to figure out why this little black kid from the hood has very nice teeth.
You mean Wallace? Or Bodie? Or the one that kind of looks like a mouse?
The half of orange juice from 2K.
Oh, yeah. But, Wallace?
The...
Cornrows?
The something longer. What is it? Killmonger?
Killmonger, yeah. Michael B. Jordan, a.k.a. Wallace. Oh, man. I don't know. I feel like right now the world... Or maybe this is how humans feel all the time, that the world's in, like, weird turmoil. But I think the difference now is just more highlighted because of the stupid internet, right? I remember, bro, when I was, like, 10, and all I would do was go on ALT and make girlfriends across the country. I was out here catfishing people, and I never, like, I didn't... All I'm saying is, to me, the internet was never more than a fun thing.
My bliss was Modern Warfare 2.
Really? Why?
I don't know how to explain it more. It's like Josh with Fortnite.
Yeah, that's true. I think for me, it was Call of Duty 4, but I think I do get that.
Modern Warfare 2, I put too many hours in that game.
That within itself is... See, that's what I'm saying. They're just...
They're bringing out it again, too.
They're
remastering it.
Really?
Or maybe it's a new game. It's Modern Warfare, the game's called. It's not Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
It's Modern Warfare.
I might get it, but... Dude, low-key, high-key, those games almost convinced me to join the military, which is really the point of them.
I went to military school. Everybody asking, are you going to the military? Fuck no.
Dude, I was even thinking about the military like 2 weeks ago. It always happens when I hit like these weird dead ends. Dead ends in my life. For a good reason that at least right now in the military is because AI and computing, like the front forefront of that is gonna go to the military because, like I said, we're number one in military spending. So it would just be interesting to me to actually see that stuff happen. And also maybe get some government clearance to see what kind of sketchy stuff the government does with it.
Who's joining the CIA?
I'm down. I'm telling you, in high school I was obsessed with that. Because I wrote a paper about it.
They get join their squirrel division, because all squirrels are just cameras.
I laugh, but part of me's like...
There's one theory that all birds are fake. That doesn't make sense. Or a lot of them are.
What did somebody ask me the other day about pigeons? That was like...
Yeah, where the fuck did they pigeons come from?
Yeah. So somebody...
They're not in the wild.
I don't know. Because the whole rats with wings thing is like...
What if we just been fostering a fucking computer?
I'm telling you. It's got... Like...
Watch us just...
It makes sense, like, it doesn't make sense, but it is a very docile, sad animal. Well, if anything, it might be the little blue one, because the little blue one even has a wrist tracker. Chewie's family has found two birds that they just kept. One of which is straight up a brown pigeon. The other one is like a bird that you keep as a pet, but it has some sort of tracker on its arm. But they love those birds. And those birds love weed.
And like that one guy that goes and puts deers, you know what I'm talking about? Munching them down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nick would show me that guy's videos, and I'm like, why are you showing me these videos? It's like, because he speaks Spanish. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't care. He's like, what does canela mean? It means cinnamon. So, oh, because she's brown. I'm like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Like, he's not that creative. What does canela mean? Cinnamon. Oh, because the deer is brown. Yeah. I'm going to move this because I don't want to light this on fire. I don't know, Chewie. What do you want to talk about? I think I'm pretty much done with my rant. Because it kind of devolved there. Because essentially what I'm saying, guys, is that data and computers are getting so big that they bleed into so many parts of our lives that it's going to get to a point where they're going to beat us. As far as like what they can do and what they decide to do. And I really think it might be because of that short story I read when I was 15 that really paranoid me. The one I was telling you about the supercomputer. Because, yeah, it did a bunch of math, and the same thing happened in Hitchhiker's Guide, right? The computer just decides that it's, like, organisms that are evil or whatever. It's essentially the same thing. It's just, like, humans. Anyway, I'm done with that. I sound crazy enough on a daily basis.
That was sweet. 14 minutes of you going... Oh, wait. Oh, that's the second.
Yeah,
that's... How long have we got here? I think it's your fault for my phone. Well, literally. 14. Like, that's hella funny. 14 minutes, literally. Let's talk about... I'm about to go to the sesh right now.
I was about to say, we're talking about the sesh.
Buy some wax. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We're going to be big time dabbing in here, guys. Big time dabbing.
In the podcast studio.
Yeah. I think the next episode we need to have a guest, bro.
Yeah.
Because we have a good back and forth. But the good thing about the guests, I guess.
I think we just need to make a list. That's what all good podcasts do.
Of, like, people.
Imagine doing it by yourself. Like, the janitor, he'd be doing them sometimes.
He, honestly, that guy's creative. Because it definitely, because, yeah.
Have you listened to his podcast yet?
I've listened to a couple episodes. Well, a couple minutes.
What do you think about that? Maybe review his podcast.
Well, yeah, I like the one about the
janitor. T-H-A, janitor.
I like the one about the text messages. That was interesting.
No, the alpha dominant.
Yeah. No, it's just like, I guess I get that. Like, getting the text messages is just like, man, fuck you. I've gotten those kind of text messages. Like, what? Yeah, just, to me, it's just like, fuck you. Like, yeah, but I get that. Just kind of fucks up your whole night, right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
I guess I get that. Sometimes I get those emails from my graders.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Those fuck up my...
Yeah.
Evie having the best day in life. You get a bad grade on a test, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah. Ah, man, that's the one...
But it could also improve your day way better.
Yeah, if you did well.
If I did well, I'm gonna roll up another wood. They'd be like, you're already smoking a wood. I'm rolling up another wood.
Man. Right now, I'm at a weird crossroads, listeners, because I could either go back to graduate school or not. It just... I mean, this goes back to the stupid AI thing. The whole point of graduate school is job security.
Dang.
But at the same time, I need money. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to go back. Right. The more I think about it, the more I just like taking some 6-month tech course at Shabbat or something. I'm going to look into it probably next week.
Or just watch this guy's YouTube videos and finesse your way in.
That's true. Yeah, I can do that. Dedicate like a week of it, like straight up 40 hours.
They're entertaining too.
Yeah. No, with me, it's just like, if I don't try to think of it that way, like I have to do, like give myself a block of time to sit and do something, I won't do it. That is my flaw. I am the biggest procrastinator in the world. I have to make myself think about, I have to sit, like whatever it is, like I have to really mentally prepare myself to do it. Otherwise I will not. Because like I said, my wokeness and my intellect and everything and my goals and other stuff loses to laziness all the time.
I'm just gonna watch it on my when I want to and
I
watch podcasts and stuff.
Well, I was gonna say the difference is that you already have most of this knowledge, or at least an understanding of it.
Yeah.
I have none.
That's true. Maybe yeah, but his YouTube videos will help you.
Yeah, I think that's what. I shouldn't say none. I have like a very basic understanding of any of this shit. And I think when he was talking about whatever certifications, I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh, did I tell you?
What?
I looked into that place that was trying to hire me that I was iffy about.
Oh, yeah.
Because of, the class I had to take.
Yeah.
I was like, for no pay at all. I was like, oh, I don't know about that. But apparently, this is what I heard. This is what I seen on the... Glassdoor reviews.
Mm-hmm.
It said that the class is useful and stuff. This is after. I think you have to work for them for a year, and if you don't, you have to pay for the classes.
Oh, it's a racket.
Yeah, it's a racket.
That's crazy.
And apparently, they try to convince you to bullshit that you have all this experience, 10 years experience, and they get you these jobs
that are ridiculous, that are meant for people who
that's
fucking shady, bro. That's a way to make money. Well,
I was like,
yeah,
no sir.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
He said, the guy said that, yeah, sometimes some people just take the classes and just dip.
Shit.
And don't pay them or anything. Yeah.
Shit.
He said, that's pretty useful. I guess their classes was pretty good, but...
Because I guess... If the whole finesse is to get you to pay for the classes, they have to sell. Yeah, they have to be useful, right? I guess. All right, well, that sucks. But I'm telling it all.
I think it's like 10 racks, 15 racks. You have to pay.
Fuck that, yo.
For some bullshit classes.
That is a fucking racket.
Yeah. That's just so
fun. You should, really think about applying for jobs across the water. San Jose and shit. I know it's a mission.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you.
I'm gonna start really applying.
You'll find something fast, bro.
I was really applying.
And I, yeah, starting, well, Tuesday, because, see, if after, like, Monday's moving day, I have to sit my ass on Tuesday and fucking spend all day fucking applying. So if I don't, I won't do it. I don't know why I work like this, but other than, if I don't schedule things, I just won't do anything. It's awesome. Sometimes.
What time? 2:12.
Yeah. Alright, guys, well, we just wanted to shoot a short one, so probably end it here.
Alright then, fellas.
Yeah.
How long was this one?
20 minutes.
Yeah, literally 21 minutes.
Yeah.